أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. Congratulations to all for the Eid of Baisat, the day in which the first revelation came to the Holy Prophet, and the day of Mi'raj, the night of Mi'raj, where the Prophet saw the realities that are unseen for the rest of the world. And that constitutes one of the biggest and most important parts of Islamic history, and a new phase of this world, a new system by which human beings are to live till the end of this world. The Holy Quran says that the Holy Prophet is a witness upon all nations, and asks the people what their condition will be when the Prophet will be brought as a witness upon all the people. Who is the Holy Prophet who has become the witness over all people? How Quran glorifies the great personality of Holy Prophet, who received the revelation, a revelation regarding which the Quran says that نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. The Ruh al-Ameen, Jibreel alayhi salam, he brought it upon your heart. فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Jibreel, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed it upon your heart. What did Jibreel bring for the Prophet? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal upon the Prophet? What is revelation? Regarding revelation, we have very strong and very powerful verses of Holy Quran, especially when, for example, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on the insistence of the Bani Israel, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show jalwa, a manifestation of the truth to him. And the Quran says, لَن تَرَانِي, you will never be able to see me. وَلَكِنْ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ, but look at the mountain. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي, if that mountain is able to withstand, then you will then be able to see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ, and when his Lord appeared at the mountain, or showed his manifestation at the mountain, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى, it completely destroyed the mountain. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَعِقًا, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fell, collapsed. The Holy Quran, you see, it is something that if it is revealed, and that is in another place of the Holy Quran, لَوْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we were to reveal this Quran upon a mountain, you will see it completely disintegrated. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could not see the tajalli, but the Holy Prophet of Islam received the whole Quran and went to Mi'raj and saw things that cannot be described in words. Who is he? No one can explain, no one understands. These are not matters where the aql and intellect of human beings would even work. He is a person who Quran praises, who Allah praises, and it says, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you are upon the greatest of morals. And his deen and his shariat is the last of all. And he is the greatest of all ulul azm prophets. Of course, this day of Baisat will be the most important day in the history of this world. And the Holy Prophet's message would be the greatest of all messages, because that is to build a society, that is aiming to build a society all over the world that would be the most just society. But then we have not seen the day where this world will see justice prevail. And we pray that Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam will soon rise to bring that complete picture of Islam to this world. May Allah hasten his appearance and make us among his followers, and give tawfiq to us to work towards those goals. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.